Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. This is Allie Faith from 103.7 KISS FM. You might be listening on KISS FM right now, or you might be listening on any of our sister stations here at Odyssey Milwaukee. You might be listening on 99.1 The Mix or Hot 105.7, or even possibly you might be listening on 1250 AM CBS Radio WSSP. And every single Sunday, I get to interview people on this show, and I have had her on the show before. I am happy to have her back, always around the holidays, because it's a great time to talk about pets and pet adoptions and everything going on. So welcome back to the show from the Wisconsin Humane Society, the Vice President of Communications, Angela Speed. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me, Allie.
Of course, I'm happy to have you. I love talking to you every year about Hope's Lights. I think it is so neat what you have going on at the Wisconsin Humane Society. So not only did I want to talk to you about that this year, but it sounds like we have a lot of other exciting stuff going on and ways that people can help this holiday season. And even including, we're going to talk about camps for kids during winter break. Lots to cover today, right?
Yes, there's so much going on during the next few weeks at the Wisconsin Humane Society, including Hope's Lights, which is our biggest holiday campaign of the year. So right now, if you drive by any of our campuses in December, you'll see our building lit with thousands of beautiful lights. And each one of those lights represents a gift that somebody made to help the thousands of animals and families that we serve every year. And every year we feature a Hope's Lights animal whose story has really touched our hearts. And this year we're sharing the sweet story about Daisy. And she was one of the thousands of dogs rescued from a facility that bred beagles for animal testing. You may have seen that news earlier this summer.
Yeah.
There were 4,000 dogs rescued out on the East Coast, and we received dozens and dozens of these beagles earlier this summer. And Daisy arrived with puppies in tow, a whole litter of puppies, and her ears were infected. She had horrible dental disease. Her babies had parasites. But worst of all, Daisy had lived her entire life inside a cage. She was scared to go through a doorway. She couldn't walk on leash. She would just freeze in the corner. She was so sad, but after weeks in foster care, learning what toys were and a dog bed and playing in the grass, she totally started to blossom. She recovered medically, as did her puppies. And today she's celebrating the holidays in her new loving home. And her story just reminds us of the hundreds of animals that we care for every single day at our shelters. And it's all because of the support of the community. We do not receive general government funding. There's no national umbrella group that supports us. So we're a local nonprofit, and every dollar makes a big difference.
Yeah, and that is such a touching story. I'm so glad Daisy's doing good. Aw. So, you know, Angela, you do Hope's Lights every year. And like you said, you have kind of the star and the success story, which is Daisy. I love hearing that. And it's really cool because people can purchase a light in honor of a pet or a memory of a pet. And so they can do that by going to your website, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You just go to wihumane.org and click on the Hope's Lights icon. You can make a donation. That's the fastest way. Or you can certainly give us a call at 414-431-6119. And of course, you can always mail in a donation too. And each light is $25. And that goes such a long way to help animals in our care.
And you know what I love about it, too, is it's such a creative gift as well at the holidays. You know, if you can't figure out what to get for someone, or if someone lost a pet this year, I just think it's a really great gift to buy a light for their pet that they lost, you know?
Yeah, a big percentage of those gifts are memorial gifts for a loved one who has recently lost a pet, or maybe lost a pet years ago.
Yeah.
And families do tributes to that animal, and we can send a card to let that recipient know of the gift.
I love it. I love it. So for more information on Hope's Lights and purchasing a light in honor of your pet or in memory of a pet, you can go to www.wihumane.org. And if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society. Now, Angela, for people that don't know, I know you know this. I adopted my dog, Bella, at the Wisconsin Humane Society, the Milwaukee campus, and she is 13 and a half now, Angela.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, and she is a little feisty one, let me tell you. She sleeps a lot, but she's feisty, still got a lot of personality. And, you know, adopting her was just one of the best things ever. She's been amazing over the years. She's half black lab, half beagle. My kids have grown up with her and love her. But, you know, I adopted her. And so how important is it right now? What's going on as far as like adopting during the holidays? Are you seeing a lot of that? Are there a lot of pets that need to be adopted?
Every day there are a lot of pets who need to be adopted. Yeah. And this time of year, we get a lot of questions about whether or not the holidays are a good time to adopt. And what's really interesting is December is a super busy month for adoptions for us. And there's a longstanding belief that pets adopted during the holidays or pets given as gifts will return in droves after the holidays because people made spontaneous decisions. And what we know from data is that that is just not true. Return rates of animals adopted during the holidays are absolutely no different than any other time of the year. And surprisingly, animals given as gifts are actually more likely to be kept in their homes.
Really?
And wow. Most often that the animals given as gifts are parents, you know, getting a dog or a cat or a rabbit or a small animal for their family, for their kids. But we absolutely do not see a spike in surrenders of newly acquired animals after the holidays. And it can actually be a wonderful time, not for everybody, but for some families to adopt an animal because they might have vacation time and just more time to help their animal adapt to their new home.
Yes.
And the other thing is we also know that in a survey of 10,000 adopters, more than 75% have been considering a pet for 6 months or longer. Only 3% of our clients express that they've been considering an animal for less than a week. So people are coming to us very thoughtfully, looking for a new companion, and we encourage adoptions this time of year. We have so many animals in our care right now looking for new homes, dogs, cats, and actually we have over 100 rabbits in our care right now. We had some large rabbit surrenders this year. And so we have lots of little bunnies looking for new homes. But you can check out our hours and all the animals available for adoption on our website on the adopt page.
Okay. So you can go to wihumane.org. That's fantastic. I love hearing those statistics and you kind of, you know, correcting it, because I understand why there might be misinformation out there that if you give a pet as a gift, it gets returned. I love hearing that it's actually the opposite and that a lot of people have been thinking about these things for months. That is such great, great news to hear. So thanks for sharing that, Angela. That's great. So if someone's thinking about adopting during the holidays, it's actually a good idea. Plus the fact that they're going to be on vacation probably and they can spend more time and train and get to know the pet. That's good news.
Yeah, and of course, you know, it's not for everybody. And if you don't want to necessarily surprise somebody with a border collie, like a high energy puppy who does not expect to be getting a puppy.
Yeah.
But our counselors will work one-on-one with all potential adopters to make sure that we're making good matches.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I am talking to Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society. We have talked about Hope's Lights, where you can purchase a light in honor or in memory of a beloved companion animal, a person, or even a wild animal. We talked about adopting during the holidays. Now, I also heard that you have a pet food bank that needs some replenishing. Is that true, Angela?
Yes. So at the Milwaukee campus, we host the Furry Friends Pet Food Bank, and that is for families who are experiencing tough financial times and need cat, dog food, cat litter, or other supplies to get them through those tough times. And it is completely open to the public 7 days a week, but it does run on donations. And right now, sometimes we'll walk in and those shelves are completely bare. And then we'll receive a surge of donations, and the demand is so high in the community, and we really want pets to stay in the homes where they are loved. Mm-hmm. And so if you're able to make a donation of cat food, dog food, or cat litter, those are the three things that we go through the most.
Okay.
And you can drop off a donation anytime at the Wisconsin Humane Society's Milwaukee campus during our regular adoption hours, or you can also donate food online through our store, through our shop site. There's actually a section where you can donate to the Furry Friends pet food pantry straight from our website.
Oh, that's very nice. So if they don't have the time or don't want to go buy it and drop it off, they can just go to your website and donate that way. That's fantastic. And I see it right here on your website at wihumane.org, the shop. Yes, that's great.
It makes it really easy because then it gets delivered with our regular shipments right to the shelter too.
Oh, that's great.
Some time and money on our end as well.
That is fantastic. So, Angela, talk to me a little bit about fostering animals. That's something I've had a lot of questions about. Do you need foster parents? What are the requirements and what's going on with that right now?
Yeah, so we have a wonderful network of foster parents who take in animals who are either too sick for adoption, they may be recovering from an illness or an injury, or they're simply too young to go up into our adoption program. Last year, we had over 3,700 animals in foster care. It's almost like having another shelter.
Yeah.
And as nice as our shelters are, a home environment is always better for an animal. They heal faster, they're happier, they're healthier before they come back to the shelter for adoption or get adopted straight from their foster homes. And we are always in need of more foster families. And I got to say, I just fostered a litter of kittens. It is a blast. It's a short-term commitment. It's a lot of fun.
It's like being a babysitter or a grandma or a grandpa, right?
It is. And in honesty, like, you don't need that much space in your home. I have other animals. I could just put the kittens in my bathroom. And the bathroom is nicer than a kennel in a shelter. And it's just a blast, especially if you're thinking about a new animal, but you're not sure. It's a great experience for the family to see how another animal changes the dynamics in the household, if they get along with other animals, plus you're helping those animals recover. And it's really simple to get onboarded. You watch an online orientation, fill out an application, and then our team will get in touch with you. And by signing up to foster doesn't mean you have to foster, but then you get to see the list of animals who are eligible for foster, who we're looking for foster homes for, what their conditions are, how long they need foster care, and you can sort of pick and choose who might be a good fit for you.
Oh, that's great. And you actually answered one of my other questions, which was, is it okay if you have other pets and you want to foster? Because you said you have other pets, so that is okay then.
Absolutely. Some of our animals do have restrictions where they may not be able to go to a home with animals, but most of them are able to go to a home with other animals.
Oh,
of course, it's best to keep them separated initially. But we have lots of great advice for people who are considering fostering. And I should add, there's the wonderful perk of getting first dibs on adopting if you do fall in love. That's how I ended up with two kittens.
So you can adopt them. If you decide you don't want to, you can give them back after they're done being fostered to a home. But if you change your mind and you want to keep them, that's good news too, that you can if you've created that attachment and they're a perfect fit for your home. That's good to know.
Yeah, we welcome those foster failures. They're wins in our book.
Absolutely. So I'm talking to Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society. And Angela, I have to ask you about the camps you have going on during winter break, because I have kids, you have kids. They have a lot of free time. They need something to do. And to hear that there's an opportunity for them to do something that gives back in a positive way, I'm dying to hear about your camps at the Wisconsin Humane Society. What's going on?
Yeah, so we offer just a range of youth programming. We have scout programs, kids night out on Friday nights, birthday parties. But coming up is Bow Wow Blizzard Camp, and it's the week between Christmas and New Year's, so during winter break, December 28th and 29th. And it is so much fun for kids. It's for grades 1 through 6. And they get to do all sorts of activities and crafts and meet animal friends, go for tours. So if you have an animal loving kid at home, you can definitely check that out, Bow Wow Blizzard Camp at our Milwaukee, Ozaukee, and Racine campuses. It sells out most years, so okay. I would check it out soon.
Yeah.
But it's December 28th and 29th, and it runs from 9 to 3 p.m.
Oh, I was going to say, how many hours a day? Because, I mean, that is something. I have elementary age kids, and they love animals, and that just sounds like a fantastic opportunity for them to keep them busy. So that is great, and they can find that all on your website, right?
Yep, you could register for it on our website. Just click on the calendar tab on our homepage.
Oh, fantastic. And that's wihumane.org. So Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society, we have a couple minutes left before I have to let you go. But we have talked about adopting during the holidays, how it is an okay thing to do, not to stray away from it if people are nervous about that. We talked about how your pet food bank needs to be supplied. What were the items that are most important to again for the pet food bank?
Cat food, dog food, and cat litter.
Awesome.
The top three.
And they can drop those off at the Milwaukee campus, right?
Yep, at 4500 West Wisconsin Avenue. Mm-hmm. Donations can be dropped off anytime during our regular adoption hours.
Wonderful. And they can also donate just by going to the website and clicking on shop. We talked about fostering, how you're always looking for good foster parents. We talked about the camp. So let's circle back around before I let you go to what you do every season, which is Hope's Lights, which I think is so cool because it's a way you get to purchase a light in honor or memory of a beloved companion animal. And not only can you do it for yourself, but I think it's also a really cool gift if people are looking for a creative gift during the holidays to give someone. So talk to me about Hope's Lights again before I let you go.
Sure. If you drive by any of our campuses in December, you'll notice that our buildings are lit up with beautiful holiday lights. And each one of those lights represents a gift that somebody made to help the animals and families that we serve every single year. And each light is $25. And you can make a donation to that campaign or Hope's Lights campaign on our website. That funding is so important because it goes mostly to animal care and veterinary support. Those are our most significant costs by far every single year. Mm-hmm. And we serve 40,000 animals and their families every year. And
wow.
We don't receive general government funding. We're not part of a national umbrella group. So every dollar is so important to helping the animals in our community.
And how cool that you can drive by and see the lights when they're
yeah.
up. You can see it too, you know?
It's absolutely beautiful. And if you're looking for like a last minute gift for somebody
yeah.
too, you can make a donation in honor or memory of a loved one or a beloved pet. And we'll send a card to the recipient to let them know.
Oh, that's good to know, Angela, because you know I'm one of those last minute gift people. So I appreciate that. That's a great idea. And I'm sure there are people listening who can relate to that. Absolutely. So I've been talking to Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society. You can go to wihumane.org for everything that we have been talking about today, including how to purchase a light for Hope's Lights, about ways to donate, foster, the upcoming Bow Wow Blizzard Camp during winter break for elementary age kids, which does sell out, you said, so people need to get on that immediately if they're listening. And of course, adopting during the holidays. So thank you so much for joining me today, Angela. I appreciate everything you do over at the Wisconsin Humane Society. Like I said, I got my own dog, Bella, there. She's 13 and a half, which is unbelievable. And she's a good dog. So thank you today, Angela, for joining me.
Oh, thank you again so much for having me.
All right. We will talk to you again soon. And good luck with Hope's Lights and everything going on at the Wisconsin Humane Society.
You too. Happy holidays.